Well, this is it. The third TFCon 2013 recording here at WTF at TFW, our live panel, and the numbered episode 262 all rolled into one. Something you should know is that we were streaming this, there was a chat room, and our live audience was able to see the chat, as were we. Unfortunately, the chat was not recorded anywhere else, so my apologies if things get a little bit chaotic. What do you think about that, Aaron?
I will cut your ass. Recording.
That was just a sync clap. Don't be scared.
Are these like mics live?
Yeah, they are. Okay. They're the bottom two tracks.
Well, no, I meant these mics. So
oh, those mics are left. Oh yeah, we got to. Hello.
Can we get these table mics live?
Check. Hello. Just dance, gonna be okay.
Are we doing karaoke again?
I'm just testing the microphone.
Okay.
That's all.
There, hey, that sounds like
microphone.
He'll do it. Don't encourage him.
Want you a bad romance. Okay, is yours working?
Yeah, it seems to be.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay. I say let's put them like this, that way they're like right next to each other.
Yeah, that was the original plan. Yeah. And you told me to back off, and I know some of these need closer than others.
No, I forgot about this microphone being part of the deal. Hey.
This is actually what it's like to record a show. Like, okay, let's do this. And then, done, got this thing to do. I'm going to...
Hey, guys, I'm just going to go get a soda. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF Live. Dun, 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 dun. G-G-G-F-F-F-W-W. I'm doing the theme song.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, they all got it. So we've got about 10 people in the room as per last year, and that's excellent. Say hello to the live-streamed audience, 10 people in the room.
You suck, buddy Cliff!
We got people in the audience online as well, such as Tiggs Panther, Bunny Cliff, Jai D, Chaikin, Gigabeetle, Talon 84, Nagetto 004,
and many more.
Baltan. So, we're gonna, just so you guys know, what they're hearing is about 30 to 60 seconds behind what you're hearing out here in the audience. So, if they react to something in the moment, that is a complete coincidence.
That or our psychic abilities are getting even better.
Even better.
Even better.
Even better. So, TFCon just finished up. Did you guys feel this was an okay TFCon? I mean, the organizers aren't in the room anymore, so you don't have to, you know, sugarcoat it. I mean, all we got here is Misha. Granted, she has a gun. So, she's our crowd control, as she was for the Faction Feud, which she did a great job of, because the thing I noticed about the Faction Feud crowd control is some people didn't seem to think she was going to use the gun, and I know I saw a whole bunch of darts fly within the first, like, 2 minutes, and then a whole lot of her not needing to use the gun.
You don't give a Michigander firearms.
I didn't know that was a thing. I corralled it all into Americans. This is recording too, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm just double checking. I'm triple checking everything this time. A gun? we're not going to have the tech problem of last year where batteries ran out and things weren't working. We've got a power strip this time. We've got AC power, AC power, AC power. So this is a full media experience. Yes, right. Aaron.
Yes.
I want to open it up by... what the hell is that?
This? Off of Ian's table. Hero Factory. I said I was going to have a Lego set up here, and I was like, oh, I didn't get an actual set to bring... Oh, wait, I did. Go on.
I like how you say all that, and then you just kind of stare at me as you run your fingernail through the seal on the... Okay, we'll have fun with that. So I had a good time at TFCon. I felt I got...
Go on, I'm listening.
Do you have to be that loud?
Trying to make it for everybody here. They're,
all right, anyway.
There are going to be some poor schmoes that hear this in a week when you finally get it up. And
anyway, we were having a good time here at TFCon, and
parts are falling off.
I got to do more this year than last year. I had better organized time on my end.
Yeah, I missed some things. It came up to there are now multiple things to do at once, and there were decision times of that's why I wasn't at Faction Feud because a whole
because you
lot
hate
of,
me.
Yes, well, there's that too. Because it was like a lot of friends were wanting to water slide, and it then becomes, you know, Faction Feud. Oh, I've seen Faction Feud times before. I've been in it before, or water slide. I think I made the right choice.
Misha, he's seen Faction Feud already. He prefers a water slide.
New and different experiences. You can do the same old, or you can try something new. Okay.
Things went better at the Faction Feud. So let's talk about Sunday, because, Aaron, we recorded for like 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, we did. I did not think it was going to go nearly as long.
No,
as
we got into existential discussion about everything in the lobby, and then I managed to leave all my recording equipment in a plastic bag in someone else's room that night. So luckily, that was not lost to time. The recording is still inside here, which hopefully I will not leave in this room in a plastic bag overnight.
Is there enough space on there? It's not going to get overwritten or anything scary like that?
Hopefully. So let's talk Sunday.
Okay.
So, I slept in. What about you?
No, I actually woke up at like 8 o'clock and had that weird, sudden, startling feeling like, oh my gosh, is it noon? Got up, checked my phone, checked the alarm clock, checked everything else, and by then that point I was awake. I'm like, okay.
It's because you're stuffed full of adrenaline, right?
Yeah. It's like, okay, that's not going to happen. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll take a shower. Oh, wait a second. Our cleaning staff only left us two towels, and we'd been to the pool and then like rinsed off after that, so I was the gentleman and let the ladies go first, and so I was drying off with an already damp towel from rinsing off from the pool.
Well, they had those little hand towels. You can see one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're about, you know, they're this big.
I might have been able to dry my face.
True story. I once had a towel that was basically like two of these side by side, and that's all I had to use to dry myself off. I did it. It took a while.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reaching, because you can't do the thing where you whip the towel behind you and just, you know, do the, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to actually reach back all over the floor under and yeah, just like that. Yeah, I slept in because we were up late.
Yeah.
And me and Jared, I think Jared left the room, and as per the day before, the sound of the door closing is what made me decide to actually sit up out of bed. Thank you, Noise Maze number one. So as far as panels go today, the main one I saw was this one. And a chunk of Daniel the Proto Man's panel, which you saw the whole thing, right?
The vast majority of it.
Vast majority, yeah. Daniel's panel was kind of interesting. They had a live camera setup going on because Evan was on a handheld, and it was kind of cool to watch. I had to. What? What are you laughing at? Okay, good.
It's the point of this thing.
I'm watching.
Keep up with
wait,
us.
Wait, is that
okay?
Seth? I didn't know Seth. Hi, Seth. Okay, so Seth is now on the panel. Seth's words. Hang on, I'm going to mod him. How do I mod him?
You got to kick the panel on the right that looks like a dude.
Yeah.
And then you right click. No.
Right Seth click. Looks?
Yeah, you click on that one. And and ban list.
Maybe I just click on his name. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Make mod. All right, Seth is now a moderator, and he might know about this before it happens to him. I'm not sure about the lag on there. Anyway.
No, he's all of a sudden wondering why he's a mod.
Oh,
no. Yes. Yes. See, already the power is going to his head.
All right. Now we have real power. So we've got Seth moderating in the chat room, probably with, you know, the virtual equivalent of a gun. We've got Silas Zed coming down the aisle. It's working this time. I figured it out all by myself. Thank you for asking. What were we talking? What are you
You got a body build?
I got a body build. It's probably not as nice as yours, but...
It's all right. Mine's already pre-started.
Yeah. Oh, you cheated.
No, I didn't. Look, I built it. I'm going to admit, I didn't actually really go to many panels today because I was kind of paneled out. But aside from Protoss panel, did you see any other panels today?
Checked out the cosplay panel. I had to support my roommates.
How did it go? I slept through it.
Horribly.
Oh. That's a shame.
I'm now getting eyeballed. No, they did
Are
well.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Oh, hey!
One of them is. Where's... Is Kate too good?
I told her to show up.
Uh-huh.
She clearly doesn't care about you guys.
That'll be a fun 30-some-odd hours drive home.
Oh, yeah. She's probably in the bar.
30 hours. Hey, why didn't you come to the panel?
Yeah.
Why didn't you come to the panel?
Yeah.
I was cranking up the crowd noise mic so we can hear them better on this thing. All right. So, Proto Man's panel was interesting. Did any of you guys see Proto Man's panel about lost toys?
Yeah, toys?
So the part that I caught that I saw right before I took off that I thought was really interesting were those the pre-Sharkticons, who like were these varying stages of dumpier and dumpier looking horrible robots, and then we finally got the real one. Like, none of them I thought really looked any better than any other ones. They all look kind of like parallel. And that was kind of fun to see. I left as they were talking about the base former right after Gundam Optimus Prime.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else after that come up that was pretty memorable?
Not terribly. Wow. It was just through a couple more different variations of the continuing theme, and then he didn't do any of the Lucky Draw stuff because then he'd have to transport the Lucky Draw stuff and was afraid of having a box explode.
Oh. Well, that's a risk, you know, when you're traveling through Canada.
Yeah. Well, just a risk in moving any of that stuff. I mean, the super high-end stuff that could be for sale.
Wait, do you mean this fine, yes, amazing, sealed, unopened package containing the Darkseid Megatron and Waspinator 2-pack from Balcon 2006 for sale now from Aaron to my left, taking offers?
It's for Andy Roo.
It's for a dog that has cancer.
Who looks like a dick now?
When does he ever care? We're deporting him tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
what
good.
Do you mean?
I like how the American says we're deporting him tomorrow in Canada.
So
yeah, I didn't catch any other panels today, but the costuming panel, so it went.
It went well. They went over build basics. They went over, like, hey, if you're going to do this, you know, Amber said, you know, having a spotter, especially if you have one of the big costumes, is pretty much a must, because if you have to do anything, you know, like I said on the live recording, you know, she got handed something and she could not hold it with both hands because of the size of the costume around it, and things like have a backpack that has water and snacks in it, and don't be afraid to tell people no, give me 5 minutes so that I can get a drink of water and breathe here.
We were talking about a lot of that stuff actually on a recording last night. Once that goes up, you guys should check it out. We talked about, like, not just costuming, but we had a pretty long...
We talked about life.
Yeah. We talked about the meaning of dicks.
You missed the dart that flew over your head.
What dart? What are you talking about?
It was knocking.
Yeah.
It was Ken. Feel free to shoot Ken.
The one over there, yeah. I had a point I was going to make. I forgot it. Anyway, oh, I remember what it was. Costumes and spotters. I was trying to duck out of here right before the costuming contest the other day, and I tried to just sort of, you know, as I do, weave my way through people, but I was trying to weave my way through costumes, and then...
That is...
Well, that's good. Speaking of dicks, are the prudes... No, they're not here. I don't know where they are. Where are they? Anyway, oh, they're back there. Okay, I see. Hiding. So I'm trying to weave through all these costumed folks, and a couple people have, you know, jet-based costumes with large, pointy wing parts. One of them suddenly turned as I was trying to weave through the crowd and nearly cut my head off. And I was like, ha! And that pretty much makes the point. Yes, spotters are necessary.
Yeah.
Because those costumes can be dangerous. Especially when they have working guns on them. You were saying something. I was waiting for you.
I was going to say... You know, especially those bigger ones. I don't know quite about deadly, but definitely unwieldy.
Yeah. Much respect to costumers who build, like, those kind of not human bounding box shaped deals, because it's tricky to move around. And that's right, fist in the air. Did you get any hauls today? Anything remarkable aside from your little Lego men?
The Lego men, I got the RC add on. Yeah, that's a small box. It goes in the pocket.
Oh yeah, the Doctor Woo!
I thought I had it in the pocket. I have boxes of stuff. This pocket. Too many pockets in these pants. The Dr. Wu, courageous. I'm showing out there. I'll show this camera. I'll show camera. Courageous set. When I first saw it yesterday, I was thinking for whatever reason that it was one gun and one blade. And I'm like, hey, can I open this up? And the lady wasn't real sure. And then like, hey, yeah, go ahead. And it's two guns and two blades. So you can upgrade your RC and have small arm blades or her blasters. I got a Silas breakdown for 44, thanks to Pia, wherever he's at hiding. He's probably off taking
pictures. Not watching
of
our panel, that's where Pia was at.
Trying to think of anything else I snagged. Little bits of Lego here and there. Whole lot of train track because it's incredibly hard to find.
Aaron buys Lego.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's good awesome. God!
Yeah. Well, it's also like the speed control because this is the powered track.
I thought you meant like a little bit of track, like, you know, like, oh, hey, here's all my track I bought.
No. Well, Lego trains have to be so wide, so the track they sit on has to be so big. It's not going to be some little tiny pieces like your knockoff wannabe Bionicle stuff.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Let's start mixing and matching.
They don't.
Or do they?
Oh.
News exclusive. Constructabots Hero Factory crossover is coming soon to stores. Make your pre-orders now.
Shred something as you're pulling it apart.
I have my own volition decided to purchase Paladin Chaos today. I didn't have any input from anybody. I kind of was just, you know, looking at the toy. What was that?
Meyer.
No? I was kind of just looking at the toy, and, you know, I thought, hey, I kind of want it. Also, last night while we were recording, there were two Paladin Chaoses down in the lobby, and we made the double Paladin. And once you've done the double Paladin,
There's no going back.
And hopefully soon I'll be able to make my own double Paladin at home with my, you know, just by myself in my bedroom. And eventually I can meet up with other people and we can start doing the triple Paladin or maybe even the quadruple Paladin. And you know, just get all our Paladins plugged together and have a good time. I also grabbed that Perfect Effect Scouting Force, the ones that look like the toys. Because I was in the dealer room thinking, I have an hour left, and then the dealer room closed. And I did that thing where I'm like, well, I've got to buy something! And so I went and bought toys. Don't do that. It's a very bad idea.
And not healthy practice whatsoever.
Nope, not at all.
What?
Nothing.
I had bought this well before. Okay? Thank you.
I had no idea T-16 Skyhawk was so angry about not being here. He says, quote, I gave your mom a double Paladin last night. Oh, poor Balta, I never get to plug Paladins in with anyone else.
I like how we're Sadness. Having to air the rest of the internet's problems.
I think that's the most of my major haul. I managed to get one of those Fans Project viruses yesterday, so apparently I'm a bastard. Silas, where are you?
He left?
Already?
I got his Timmy's.
He was here for like 2 minutes. I was going to tell him virus sold out. What a bum. Yeah, that's about it for my hauls. I had a good interview yesterday with Venus Terzo and Madeline Lightstone. And,
yeah,
you didn't help out with at all?
I was away from Wi-Fi, and I'm not spending the stupid amount of money that it would take to be able to get the occasional tweet when I'm off getting food.
I thought that you cared about this podcast.
I do. That's why I didn't come in and crash it after I got back. Coming back down the elevator, tweets finally hit me in a chunk, and I'm in swim trunks. I'm like, okay, I'll go see if they're
That would have made
ready.
It so exciting. You just come over dripping wet, half naked, and you're like, I'm here for the interview.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, all I could have done was running, like, I like water slide. You want water slide? Let's go water slide. Water slide! And I thought,
big
no.
Big boo! Big boo!
I thought, at least for our interviews, generally we're more professional than the standard show, so I would allow you to maintain some level of professionalism.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
The interview was pretty fun, and that's another piece of content we got going up. TFCon generally has been. I was really worried this is going to be me basically trying not to take a pocket knife out of my pocket and screw up people's faces because I'm in the middle of a move, and that's thank you. So who wants to talk to me about the move?
How's it going?
It's not my knife.
Well, I sit behind Tap now.
I might. That's horrible, and I love it. This was way more relaxing than I thought it was going to be. Really took my mind off things, and I remember what I was going to come to. Karaoke was a friggin' hit this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, applause for people that made that decision that aren't here. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We've run a good show here. I hope to see you all next year. We're going to be running it in Victoria, BC next year, right across the street from the Christopher Ho residence. The karaoke I thought was going to be about 20 of us who think it's cool, and then like 80 people on the other side of the bar going, karaoke. For like 2 hours. And it wasn't. All those 80 people came up to the front, and the shared energy you're supposed to get from karaoke friggin' happened. I was gonna hit this, but I realized it's kind of flimsy and parts would have... Okay, no, never mind, it was fine. Did everyone here at least hear about karaoke? And did everyone... Pardon?
I was there.
Hey, you were there. I know a lot of you guys were here. I was thinking about this right afterwards. It's a danger, but do you guys think it'd be interesting if they did karaoke two nights in a row?
Yes!
Because the risk is that we will blow all our energy out on Friday, and then Saturday karaoke will be like the end of Friday karaoke, but for 2 hours. However, I kind of want to see that happen, because I want to see all the eager people like myself just like strung as thin as pulled toffee, sitting there going like...
That's also the problem on Saturday, having the blown out voice after karaoke and being doing
around. I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Exactly.
Yeah. I still think it'd be kind of fun to watch, though. Why are you coming up here?
So, this is why karaoke should be on Saturday night, so you don't sound like me today.
Thanks for inviting yourself up onto the panel.
You just had to be on our podcast. Once.
No. I want to give a shout out to the Jacksack, even though he's not here, because the reason this karaoke happened was because of him pushing Ian and demanding it happen. So,
where is Jacksack? Is he still asleep?
He's hitting some scotch. He'll be here soon.
Okay.
He's sleeping it off.
Yeah.
Well, he woke up early. I talked to him this morning. Jacksack woke up at 10:30 in the morning, but he thought the clock said 12:30, so he assumed, oh, I got all the sleep I need. And then by the time he realized it was 10:30, the adrenaline had already activated. So, oh, there's Silas.
Oh, there's Silas. Hi, welcome back.
Thanks for coming back right after we wanted you here.
Thanks.
Silas.
What?
Virus is sold out.
What?
Yeah.
Can you do something about this?
Well, let's make a sign.
Okay. Well, we have a sign. I don't have it here.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what good does that do?
Wait, did you buy the Spider Slayer?
What if he gave it to me? It's like, you're the only person who knows what this is. Thank you.
Not anymore. I know what it is.
Well, it's mine now.
Fight you.
You know Virus is sold out, right?
What?
That's why I bought this.
So that's going to be like...
Hunt them down.
Is that Shattered Glass Virus?
This is... I don't know. Yeah, sure. This is Shattered Glass Virus. I don't know. Can I sit down a bit?
Yeah, you can sit down. We're going to stop looking at him.
All right, bye.
Yeah, you can just stand there awkwardly for the whole thing if you want. I mean... So, before he interrupted us, we were talking about karaoke.
Yes.
And after that, we did our little recording thing.
Yeah.
And, We talked about this, but you know, for the live audience, in case you missed it, we discovered some friggin' amazing science. Do you guys know what science is?
Science rules.
It's got potential.
All right. So what we discovered is if you take in like mouthfuls of vapor from an e-cig, and then you take a straw and dip it into bubble goo, right? Then you blow bubbles with
the e-cig
mist coming out. You make smoke-filled bubbles where the mist is. And then they were able to start plopping out little bubbles inside large clear bubbles. And like, granted, they all kind of look like some mixture of cancerous pustules and alien eggs, but they were kind of artistic in a way, and it was mesmerizing.
Like I said, it was totally like the Zen garden watching him comb out around the rocks. There was like three of us just sitting there.
We sat on the floor for staring. Like an hour.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And the best part was one of the many weddings that had the misfortune of picking this weekend to happen here drove up while we were all sitting on the floor right next to the parking lot staring at these things blowing smoke-filled bubbles.
They had to wonder so much.
Hey! What's up, Batman?
Where's Seth? Where is he?
Wait, hang on. Do it one more time. Wait, hang on. Where is Seth?
He's inside the computer.
He's in the computer.
Over
yeah.
Here. Over here. All right. Get in front so you can see yourself. There you go.
Where is he? Hi, Seth.
Thanks, Batman.
Or is he Superman? Or
Hope Man.
We're not sure. Last Man.
I think that the panel's now ready.
Okay.
I think it's time for the special activity.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we felt that maybe, you know, we're going to be a bit aimless here if we don't have something to do, so we came up with an activity for you guys to take part in. What we need you to do is, it's kind of like Q&A, basically.
No.
So, no, it's kind of like Q&A.
Yeah, we need, if you guys have your questions, you know, we do the Q&A.
We've had listener questions on the podcast, especially if you've had one come in that you haven't had answered yet. You know, please line up at the microphone if you have questions for us, you know, at any point. We need a Q&A line up on that microphone, pretty much.
Really?
Anything. Whatever.
There, we got one. Come on. Come on. Get in line. Come on.
Come on, there's like more than five of you in here.
Ken, I know that you've sent us plenty of questions. You can come up with something. Come on.
Get on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, peer pressure.
All right, now we got a proper lineup.
There
starting.
We go.
Okay, now hold on a second. Okay, hold on a second.
Oh,
oh wow.
Come on.
Hurry up.
Come on. You guys can come up. You know, we've seen the question lists.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, hang on. Dan, okay, you're behind him in line.
Dan?
Because okay, you're now in the line.
No, I think they're a double.
Misha, he's in the line.
We come as a package deal.
Okay, you both go, then Dan has to go again.
We have one question for you.
Well, not yet. Hold on.
Wait for it. Anyone else want to line up? Because this is going to be like a huge opportunity. Like, this will forge your career.
Five. Okay.
We got someone else coming.
Come on.
You know, like some people, they go to trade. Some people take unpaid internships. Yeah, this is you're getting right to the front of the line, as it were, of your own future. All right, you guys all ready here? Okay. So this is what we're called. We've called this code noise maze, because that's the first thing I'm going to be looking at here. Is one second. We got to find the word noise maze.
I can see why you're typing Bonnie Cliff. You suck.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Listener question from Noise Maze, May 5th, 2013. Given any Transformers name, assuming zero knowledge of the franchise, what product or service would you associate to that name? E.g., Thundercrackers might be a line of saltines for enhancing soup or cheese snacks. So, if you could answer the question, please.
Yeah, we have the answer.
We're no strangers to love.
It'll take long enough, we can
never
reload.
Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna stand aside and hurt you.
Thank you. You didn't answer the question.
I'm not sure if any of you have ever heard of Pre-Order 66.
You didn't answer the question.
But if you do,
Misha, like, open fire.
We have a t-shirt for anyone out here who is a Pre-Order 66 fan. Yeah. So, thank you. 366.com.
Daniel. Go back to the mic for a second.
Daniel.
You're in trouble. Raising full names now, Christopher.
Daniel.
Yeah, it's been a one.
I need you to just answer me one question.
Yes.
Okay, given any Transformers name, assuming zero knowledge of the franchise, what service or product would you associate to that name, e.g. Thundercrackers? Could be a saltine for enhancing super cheese products.
Let me think about this for a moment. I have to,
Continue.
I would say it would be some kind of medication for the clap.
Medication for the clap. Well, whose name would it be?
Whose name would it be?
Yeah.
Thunder Crackers.
Is Cracker. You have the thing and what it's actually, but not.
Chlamydia.
There's not a chlamydia transformer. Weak sauce.
Yo, who came in here with the limp answer?
Guy behind you.
I know he's there. He's just keeping it safe for us. Yo, Stu,
you want to line up for Q&A? It's real fun.
I'm too good for lines.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait right there. Hold on.
Stu, question from Corito Prime on YouTube, May 24, 2013. Hello, G2 Pat Lee and the Ritters of the Even Numbers, or Seth, depending on which episode this question lands. First of all, I apologize for my bad orthography. English is not my native tongue, or my second language for that matter. So on to the questions. Number one, this is one that's actually a two-part. Question number one is a two-parter. Question number one is, if you were invited to host a party with all the incarnations of one single Transformers character, what character would that be?
I stopped paying attention.
Just come to the mic and say Predaking.
Hoffer.
All right. Wait, right there. Question 1B. If there was a party with all the Starscreams and a separate one with all the Megatrons, who do you think will shoot the others first?
Oh, boy.
It's turned into a who will win question, according to this. That's why I'm not answering it.
Hoffer.
All right.
Want to do one more?
Sure, why not?
All right. If after Transformers, the studio decided to turn Transformers 5 into a buddy cop comedy, what two Transformers would you like to see as the two stars of the movie?
Pipes. And Hoffman.
All right. And finally, Stu, what story will you like to have been told in any kind of Transformers media, but you know Hasbro will never allow it?
The story of Aaron Smith.
Thank you.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stu! Another rack of darts somewhere around here, and I can't find it. All right. Ah, Hoopla. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to your show.
That's right.
Okay.
He recognizes this.
We've got a question for you from Ryoku.
Okay.
Sent in May 28, 2013.
Give me the gun.
Thank you. Hello, TFW podcasters. I'll admit I'm still fairly new to TF collecting. I've only started with the WFC Optimus in 2010, but when I first was falling down the rabbit hole, I was longing for a good modern Shockwave and found out there basically hadn't been one since G1. Cut to now, and man, we are swimming in Cycloptian goodies. So what are your guys' thoughts on the sudden flood of Shockwave toys in the last couple of years? Signed a Michigander who was confused by Vangelis' pronunciation. So what do you think about all them Shockwave toys, Hoopla? What's up?
I guess Shockwaves cause floods. So it makes sense if we get a flood of Shockwave toys.
Is that some kind of remark about the flood we had in Toronto?
I was actually thinking of having one, but I thought it wasn't really good to bring up for people who suffered from it, and they might, you know, still be feeling sad about it.
I lost my house keys in that flood.
Oh, no. That's a horror!
That's really tragic.
There was a pocket knife attached to those house keys.
The travesty. How are you doing?
I got wet in the rain.
Did you check, are you okay? Did you check the thing you feel in the back of your thigh?
No, that's the other knife. I just put that there for, you know, to,
oh, okay.
You gotta feel so something.
Is this like a quiz pro quo thing where I can now ask you a question?
No.
You ask me a question? No?
No, no.
It's not really, no. It's,
No, we're doing this to burn off a huge backlog of listener questions.
We got a lot of
questions.
Listener questions, man. What's going on here? Kryn's in here. Togoki's in here. Hey, guys.
Kristen's supposedly in there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if she has a name or not.
Oh.
Hi, Kristen.
She likes to hide and be a guest.
Kryn. Hi.
Oh, that is nice action on that.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't that satisfying?
Oh, yeah. God. It's like having God in my head.
Oh, here. Yeah. Ah!
So, Rider Strike on Twitter.com.
Yep.
I'm ready. Sorry. Ask for cigarette. Good
to go. No worries.
Always ready.
Good.
Not like we're doing anything else here.
We've got a question from Cybertron Beast. Is he in the room? No? Okay, if he was in the room, I'd make him answer his own question. But do you think that the high level of communication from Mastermind Creations through the process of creating their Feral Rex figure can or has backfired on them? Example, after user comments, the animal legs for Bovis and Fortis were remolded to look more like actual animal feet. Now, I doubt this particular instance cost MMC much money, but it showed the public that we had a say in how these figures would look, and user comments might be expected to influence future designs. Thanks, Daryl Cybertronian Beast. Now, I know that you're a veteran of third-party toys, having been buying them for years, and what's your perspective on this change in the Title 11, in the scenario we're in here?
When it comes to third-party, like, it's not going to negatively affect them in any way. It just means it's going to be better toys at the end of the day for us all to go pick up if we have means to go do so.
Wow, that was incredibly politic. Well, how do you really feel?
How do I really feel?
This dam is going to be great for the community. It's a wonderful way to funnel our money into a dam for the community.
But let me ask you a real question here.
You don't get to ask questions. I'm at the one asking the questions. How do you really feel?
How do I really feel?
How do you really feel right now?
I don't feel anything.
That's all right.
That's
just a question.
You should seek therapy. You should seek help if you're not feeling anything.
I'm numb. We've got a question here from T Former Customs. It's got a Z on the end. Hello, Vangelis and the Clue Crew. What does that mean?
I have no idea. How is it spelled? Clue.
Clue. Like C-L-U-E.
Oh, C-L-U-E. I'm not sure. C-L-U would be like Tron. That might be.
What's a Clue Crew?
Isn't that Jeopardy?
They're people who kill Mr. Body.
Okay, I'm a cartoon, I think.
No, not them. It's going to be someone different.
They kill a guy with a household object in a room in the mansion.
With the wrench. Hey, this is a great question for Aaron to not be allowed to answer. With the new trailer out of The Lego Movie, a film created using stop motion and CGI of Lego minifigures,
CGI, but okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I like the idea that the whole movie's in stop motion.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Why didn't they do that?
Time, money, sanity.
Would you want to see a Transformers film created using stop motion entirely? No. Or what about a TV show or web series? I personally would love a Creon. You know what? No, Creons, yeah. I'd love to see a Creon movie. I personally would love a Creon TV show done in stop motion like the commercials. Let me know what you think. So, Gerald Techno, would you want to see a stop motion Transformers feature film or TV show?
Yes. Give me an entire Creon series and let it go on and on and on. And then get on to the incredibly obscure Creo characters. Beast Wars Creons. Give us our, even heck, Armada era Creons. Just Creons from everything.
If I may make an extension of this question, do you do it from the Creo marketing guys? Like their same attitude of things, or do you make it serious?
I say their attitude is the most fun way to do it. You got some good writers that can do some good jokes with that. Yeah, sure. I mean, heck, even poke fun at the people who want to make it serious even. I don't care. I mean, yeah, just make something really fun with those Creos. Oh,
seriously,
and apparently, hold up, he's right behind me, just a minute.
No!
Lean in here.
They can't hear that microphone very well, because that's house audio, not our audio or our other audio.
But I mean, if you just want to hit somebody out in the audience, I mean, go for it. It's not like, you know, well, actually, that's pretty against the law, but aside from that part. Well, thank you, Techno, for answering our question.
All right, no problem.
All right.
The girlfriend is currently getting upset that all of your crap is blocking my face. See, I'm trying to lean back here, but it's way back.
Oh. Here, come, Leo, say hello.
Hello, babe. Hi, okay. She's good. She
That's it?
Yeah. She understands. She knows what's going on. I don't want to get too cheesy for everybody out here, because then they'll think I'm just a big softie. With the dog that has cancer. And nobody would buy a toy to help out the
dog. It's only like $5,000. I mean, some of you guys have got to have that swimming around in your pockets. Well, what are you asking for that, $5,000?
No, actually, it was like if I could have sold it for $1,000, I would have been happy.
Only $1,000 you could get that Dark Side Megatron of Waspinator unsealed? Sealed.
Sealed.
Two-pack. Stop saying still weird sealed. Words. Hey guys, we have a question here from Hypershock, June 26, 2013. Hello, Vangelis and the podcast crew. Hypershock / Etarnow is here with two more than meets the eye themed questions for ya. Number one, are there any Autobots or Decepticons that you wish could have been part of the crew of the Lost Light? Obviously, please describe why you think they would have been. Obviously.
Bye, Silas.
So, what? Oh, yeah, bye, Silas.
Yeah. Hold on, line, duck.
Line.
You're just shooting at Riders tonight. What are you?
It's what he gets for being in the way. Sorry, dude.
He's just shooting right at the guy in front of him.
Wow, those darts are horrible.
I like Silas. He's all like the Joker. He's got his arm. Hit me.
I don't have to.
All right,
Misha, go get him.
Anyway.
Yeah, I have a mobile weapons platform.
Yeah. I can't do any mommy breakfast.
Yeah, you've eaten the breakfast, right? Yeah. What's he doing for you now?
He's in the way.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
So, are there any Autobots or Decepticons that you wish were on the Lost Light?
Yes, there are.
And...
Thanks. Honestly, I would like to see Erector on the crew, just because of all the fun jokes they could potentially make.
I like to think he's just lurking under the floorboards.
He's totally there, just unseen.
Just ready to pop out like
time.
A jack-in-the-box. Boing!
He's just lying down in there.
Yeah. Well, you have one more question coming your way. If MTMTE somehow got made into a cartoon or some type of recorded medium, what voice actors would you like to see in the cast?
I would definitely love to see Nathan Fillion somewhere in there. Not quite sure who. I was going to say Springer, and then I remember he's not in the comic. Bender for Whirl. That would be fun. From Futurama.
You know,
that would be hilarious.
That's also a character.
Bender. No, it's not. His real name is Bender, and he's a robot.
Just remember his name, yeah.
Okay. You keep believing that, sir.
Beyond that, the only other... I'd like to be a voice actor on the show. That'd be fun.
All right.
I can be Swerve, because I am obnoxious.
Why are you grabbing the gun already?
He's getting more and more excited as I'm messing with it. So.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not fulfilling that wish.
All right, well, thanks very much.
I thought I was going to get shot.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Misha.
I was going to say, that's all this show is, really, is disappointment.
Yo, Malwave, you have a question from Tubsy. Ignore the gun. Yo, guys, we all love Japanese opening themes here, right? So what's your favorite Japanese Transformers opening? Here are some notable mentions, a bunch of anime songs. If you want to keep the train rolling, what's your favorite English Transformers opening? On a side note, when we last met, I confronted Vangelis about the third-party IDW Optimus, but oh, we dealt with that the other day. He wants to know where his Figueroa Optimus is. It's in the mail. So what's your favorite Japanese Transformers opening?
And why?
And who?
Where?
And when?
How?
And how?
And how?
It's probably the super the.
What?
Don't you dare!
Just answer the question.
I'm trying to, but I have two guns pointed at me.
No, you have one.
No, I have Stu pointing a gun at me.
You got the trigger, the middle finger trigger. You
gotta answer the question. Just answer the question. It's all gonna be okay.
The second theme song.
You hold that down. It
the
spins
second
up the motor.
Theme song to Beast Wars Second.
You pull it.
Oh, really? Who did? What was it? I don't know that.
Super Voyager.
Give me a little lick from it.
No. We need to do that shit.
Jan.
You can YouTube it. You have a laptop right there.
Okay, okay. You guys are so excited by the chat. That's great.
She's my friend. I
spins
love
it
her.
Up. And then the trigger fires.
Anyway, hold on. Hold on just one second.
You've got 17 rounds.
Just wait right there. Hold on. Stop moving.
Stop moving.
Stop moving.
Magic dance.
I have another question for you.
Why does everybody hate me?
Stop moving. I have another question.
If you would quit moving.
You could please put your mouth up close to the microphone so we can hear you better. It's all good.
This is why it's hard for us to get through the list. It's why we have a backlog.
This keeps happening.
Okay?
This is the best TF going ever.
Why? Because we're abusing you as always?
Just told it was the best TFCon ever for those that maybe not didn't
hey,
pick
everyone.
That up on the
thanks
the audio.
To WTF and TFW Live, TFCon 2013 is officially the best TFCon ever. Who knew?
So we also need to plan NerfCon next.
I do believe that Stu also enjoys being an enforcer.
No. Not at all.
All right. You're generally a happy guy, and this is one of the biggest grins I've seen in quite a while.
I love how can I just say again, like, huge shouts out to Seth Buzzard for sending this wonderful weapon of pain and misery to my door.
It's how he's here with us in spirit. And then the other great thing is they bring the ammo back.
Yeah. Like, the ammo's being replenished by the people it's being shot at.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Who's up next to the microphone? Don't be shy. It's all good. It's nothing to worry about yet. Stu's still reloading. Oh, hey, what's up?
Because you're going to shoot it
all.
We got
Anastasia, fellow script reading voice actor.
Shut up, Bunny Cliff.
What's Bunny Cliff saying?
Hi, Bunny Cliff.
He's really enjoying. He called him a Malachist wave. All right, so Anastasia, question we have for you comes from Argentino Boy, which came in on July 9th of this year. Says, hey guys, I was interested in knowing your opinion on this. What should be Hasbro's next big figure? In 2012, it was the Combaticons that turned into Bruticus. In 2013, it was Metroplex. So what should they do next? That's huge.
Life-size Transformer.
Like Combiner, or?
Same.
What should be? I mean, Metroplex isn't a Combiner, but he's kind of the marquee figure this year.
No, well, kind of need a Triptychon to go along with Metroplex now, don't we?
I agree.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
And you've got a full Cybertron more for Cybertron design to pull from on that
yeah.
one.
And if we need a combiner, how about Computron?
Ooh.
Yeah, Comparion. Yes.
Comparion.
Comparion.
I like Comparion.
Comparion.
Yes. I'm separating collateral damage here at the collarbone from that melee.
Wonder if the guys on the left side of the I'm seeing some grumpy faces from the pre-order 66 people
you
right
mean
now.
The
not quite sure why.
Seth just shared something real wonderful on the chat. Anyway, Seth was just on Pre-Order 66, I believe. Good episode. Oh, man.
The line is growing. See, I thought that we would have to keep people corralled in the line once they found out that what was going to be happening, but...
All right, well, we're gonna spread this... This is a large multi-part one, so we're going to spread it out a bit. I have a question for you now, also from Argentino Boy. If you could have any creature from another franchise turn into a Transformers toy, what would it be? Argentino Boy would have the Arrow Tongue from Alien Planet as one, and I have no idea what that is.
I want a Shrieker from Tremors 2.
A Shrieker from Tremors 2. You're very quiet. I could barely hear you. There's no way anybody else. It's okay. The microphone won't bite you.
Put the mic forward a bit more if you can. So, Shrieker from Tremors 2. Quick description, what does that look like?
It's basically you get one big upper jaw and three little lower jaws, a tongue, three little flaps full of heat sensor, like size like a small ground dwelling bird. Screams a lot.
I like that.
Not an ass blaster.
Ass Blaster's my Transformers original character. I have a lot of good fan fiction written about Ass Blaster. Ass Blaster's in love with Perceptor.
All right.
Well, thanks. Yeah, Shrieker from Tremors 2 sounds like it would be an interesting head sculpt. Teeth.
After he started describing it, I remembered Tremors 2 after the therapy, but...
I've never seen a Tremors movie.
What?
Keep it that way.
No, the first one's fantastic. Yeah, don't be like that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, how... Like, what?
He still has a Nerf gun. Shut up.
Oh, hi, Pajama Prime.
Hello.
From Twitter.com.
You're Pajama Prime.
I am Pajama Prime. I think I am.
You're Pajama Prime.
Okay, here's my question for you, Pajama Prime. Are you Pajama Prime?
That's odd that we would get that written in, but... Yeah, I mean, they're weird questions sometimes.
Yes, I am Pajama Prime.
My next question for... Hang on, one more question. Is Virus sold out?
Yes.
Hey!
Silas said so.
Well, I'm out of here.
What the fuck, dude?
Twitter told me to.
Hold on.
I asked Twitter who to shoot next. They said Malway.
Oh, I can
get it. Don't go.
Anyway. I have another question for you.
Okay.
I have a question.
Oh, hi, Silas.
Did you know that Virus is sold out?
Virus is sold out?
I have proof.
What?
I have proof that Virus is sold out.
Isn't that our collaborative art piece?
This is our collaborative art piece.
Yeah, he sketched I Hate.
Where am I doing this?
There's a D-Fuzz in the list. Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Dan.
Show him this. Show him the bottom. Because I don't like to ink.
Wait, yeah. Hello, Bunny Cliff.
Chris Vangelis did the inks on this, so we gotta.
Now make sure you scan it so I can get it colored.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're gonna get Josh Perez to color.
Yeah,
we're gonna,
so send that to Josh.
Okay.
And make sure I get credited for the pencils because you don't want to jip me.
Hey, well, yes, what if I? Yeah, you know, I might have just drawn that. You know, with inks.
No one's gonna believe that.
I've seen
your hands.
So weird.
You can't get a pencil in there.
I have beautiful hands.
I'm looking forward to downloading.
They're bleeding, that's all.
Exactly. That negates it.
I got cut by a toy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You're too far from every microphone.
Well, you can just hear.
We have an array of microphones and no one can hear you.
No one cares. You can just hear what I say.
Next!
Stu says next.
I'm just going to take some out of your pocket.
All right.
Hey, Pajama Prime. Thank you, Silas.
Hey, Evangelist.
Virus is sold out, by the way.
What?
Dang it!
Alright, so, my question for you, Pajama Prime, is what is the repaint or remold that you always want to happen but you know won't happen? Our Nintendo Boy's example is Powered Convoy.
Okay. Repaint that will never happen.
But that you want.
That I want.
Have to have the visceral desire for it.
Let's say,
what do you want?
I want an actual Submarauder repaint.
Submarauder?
Yep. Of Sharktacon, Energon Sharktacon.
Pardon?
Of Energon Sharktacon.
Submarauder Energon. I dig it. I like it. We can have a serious conversation. Don't worry. Just ignore them. So somewhere on it, like the color palette would fit that mold pretty well.
I know because I actually did a custom of it. I was going to bring it for the custom contest, but I forgot it.
Oh, wonderful.
An official one. That would be quite amazing, I think.
Aaron just got dumped on and I missed it with this camera.
Do it again.
You know, these things look like tampons.
At least I wasn't the only one who thought that.
All right, yeah, I mean, the thing I was going to say is...
I have darts now.
You do. Submarauder looks kind of like...
This could be very
like, his head makes me think of the shape of that toy's alt mode. So you can just kind of make it into
exactly
a giant...
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Giant Submarauder head.
Yeah, I did, like, when it's in boat mode, most of the boat is pink. And then, like, and part of the arm that shows in vehicle mode, I painted that side pink. And then the whole robot mode is the Pretender shell.
Cool.
Like most classic Pretenders that have been done previously.
Yeah, I want to see more Pretenders just in general. We got another bludgeon coming, and it's making me feel good.
Yep.
Thanks very much for your answer.
You're welcome.
Next up to the mic. Hey, Aaron, guess what?
I'm being assaulted on Twitter because I said, to Tremors movies. Yes, Tremors 1, good flick. I just unfortunately remember some of the other ones.
Aaron,
See, I'd almost like my gun back now because I have all the darts.
Who took a dump on Aaron? Yay. Aaron, we've run out of our list of questions.
We have.
But I took an improv class for 6 weeks, so I can think of new ones. So, can you say your name for the microphone, please?
Matrix Holder.
All right, Matrix Holder. What is love?
Come on.
When you don't hurt me.
Yeah.
No don't more. Hurt me. No more.
Yeah. What is love?
Love is what you showed to Metroplex yesterday.
My question for you is that Metroplex you've been carrying around.
Yeah.
How has it been surviving being carried around? Because you are like literally using the box as a suitcase for it, you know, kind of as intended.
You want to see it?
But sure.
Yes, sir. All right.
Question answered. While he's getting the Metroplex, if you could say your name for the microphone, please.
I'm Wreckage, or the screen name, I guess.
All right, screen name Wreckage. What is love?
It's when baby don't hurt me no more.
Thank you.
No more.
That was my joke. You got to come up with a different one. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know the rest of the song.
Hang on. Wait right there. I have a question for you. Let's just lift this up.
I want one.
There's one in my living room.
Just a package like that.
Stu, there's one in my living room.
Let's lift it up for a second here.
That's not here though.
Well, I know.
All right.
Problematic.
My question for you is this.
So where'd this one come from?
Well, what do you think of this?
No, one of those.
Oh, one of those.
I prefer if it was actually a cow car instead.
I just don't get it.
Well, what's wrong with it?
It's not cow car. I mean, it's awesome, but I want a giant cow car.
But like, I can see you or an octobunch thing. Like, you have to shoot at him for that.
Misfire.
Oh, thanks.
For fuck's sake!
So you were hoping it would be a what car? Ignore them. You're hoping it'd be a...
You're fine.
Ignore them.
Nothing going on you need to worry about.
Yeah. All right.
So what would you have had changed on this, specifically, just in terms of the...
I'd make them bright pink, a bit of a brighter green, mix that in a bit of fuchsia, and a bit of peridot, and then voila. Amazing, awesome Metroplex.
I could see that maybe for the e-hobby.
Or the, or possibly TFCon exclusive next year, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure.
For shriekers.
Aaron, are you a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
If anything, I was aiming for Batman, Stan. I'm sorry.
Thanks for bringing the panel down to the level of a grade 2 classroom, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Whoa. Aaron's giving them a grade 2 level, and I haven't.
He's the one who came in here with a concealed weapon.
I've been standing here shooting people for like the last 10 minutes.
It's not concealed, though.
Don't stop.
Yeah. This isn't really concealed at this point.
Anyway, thanks for your thoughts on the Metroplex.
Thank you for letting me have my thoughts.
No problem.
You know, if you didn't react, it wouldn't be nearly as fun.
Do you have anything else to contribute to the panel, Aaron? Anything at all?
You're the one that's doing your improv course to keep things
going. Here. Okay, who's up to the mic? Please say your name for the microphone.
Christina.
Aaron.
Hi, Christina.
Ask a question.
Hi, Aaron. Hello, everyone at the stream. Oh, Buddy Cliff's not there.
If there was any G1 Transformer that you would have liked to see get reformatted for Beast Wars that hasn't been done before in other instances, what would it be and why? And would they be a Combiner or Orange?
You know me so well. I'm very impressed. G1? That's a really good one.
You're lucky I'm not saying 5 like we always get last moment in a line of...
Actually, I would like to see Sea Spray as being reformatted.
But what would he be?
What would he be?
I'm just really thinking about it. I don't know.
What's going on over here?
A dolphin.
A sea spray is a dolphin?
Sea spray is a dolphin. Come on. You gotta get it something a little... You gotta get it something a little... Depressing.
So then he'd be like Aquaman and be totally pointless, yeah. Except for the one time that something crashes in the ocean.
Yeah,
yeah, sea
spray. Yeah, sea spray is golden.
Hi, Jared.
Shut up. Yeah, I like Aquaman. Shut up.
He beat the
monkey. That's incredible. Oh, we're almost out of time on the camera, so we're gonna lose the video feed for the post-recorded video. Oh well. It also means we've been going on for a long time, so we should continue. Let's finish these last couple of Q&A moments here.
Okay, it's yours.
So yeah,
she's good.
I pretty much
sea spray is a dolphin. For
sea spray is a dolphin? I dig it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Hi, John Spanring.
New job.
Did you just try to hit him in the face with it?
Oh, denied by my own microphone.
Terrible aim.
Did you call him New John?
We got a new John.
New John.
Is that because Johnny Empire, like, shunned us all?
Right. Yep.
Dude, you don't want to play this game. I've got all the ammo.
Go for it.
He just from the hip shot Aaron between the eyes.
It was a glancing blow on the temple. Dang.
Aaron, you just missed him completely.
Would you like me to move so you might hit me randomly because that's how you're shooting?
Maybe.
You got stormtrooper aim, Aaron.
What?
Stormtrooper aim.
This is fantastic. Hi, John.
Hi.
My question for you is, how the hell did you do that?
Years of training.
Yeah, he is militarily trained, so...
But how does that translate to a Nerf dart? Like, they can't possibly be... Are they?
Yeah.
So you mean...
We use Nerf darts in the military.
Yeah, that's why it's such a hard time.
That is going up, buddy Clark. That is going up.
All right. So, cool. John.
Hi.
What? Well, that's their fault. That's
no, it's not that audio or that audio, it's that audio. We're running 47 microphones up here.
That's the microphone inside here. That's a stream thing.
Oh, if only you knew what goes on to be a podcaster.
All right, John, my question for you would probably be, what is love?
I thought you said you took an improv class.
A Canadian improv class.
I'm really distracted by all these darts flying everywhere. I'm just kind of resetting my brain every few seconds.
Do you need to get some out? Because Stu took your gun.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was aimed at, Stu or Malway. No. That's why he wears safety glasses, folks.
That was the best unintentional headshot I've ever committed. I can't believe I did that. Oh, now yes!
I think this is gonna get a whole clip now.
I thought you had a loaded clip already. Now you gotta hang on. We gotta wait.
No. I just executed Mal.
Oh.
I've got my own videos too.
Yay,
John.
What?
All right. What do you think is gonna happen to me?
Have some Chinese food.
Have some Chinese food?
Yes.
They do have... Actually, this reminds me. Did you try the Chinese chicken bites at the bar?
I have.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're great.
They're like the only...
What makes them Chinese? Are these imported chickens?
They've got, you know,
made from small children.
They got Chinese stuff on them. They got, you know, herbs and Chinese spices and Chinese herbs and Chinese seasoning.
Herbs? I love
herbs. Yeah, herbs. Chinese herbs and seasoning. Well, I just wanted to know if you'd had them. I'm glad you did, because I was going to recommend them if you were here tomorrow.
Does the TFCon menu roll to tomorrow?
It does not.
No, this isn't on the TFCon menu. This is the lunch
menu. Just a straight up.
Because our menu doesn't start till 5, right? But I keep having lunch before 5 o'clock because I'm a normal person with normal eating habits.
Whoa. Let's not use crazy words like normal when describing you.
I'm a fairly adequately reasonable person with fairly adequately
Sometimes.
Reasonable. I like to eat lunch at lunchtime.
Okay. I can give you that one.
John, talk about how they didn't clean up it.
Not gonna be a Canadian, I won't curse, but Round table. Garbage everywhere. They gave our food. Oh, sorry, I'll move all the trash out of the way. And I had to. It was the last people.
Oh, you mean people got up and
yeah,
just slept?
Yeah, people before us.
Drunk. That's the question.
I don't have any answer to that except that, you know, sometimes Canadians screw up. Only sometimes.
Were they at least stereotypically apologetic for it?
Nope.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Did you leave a tip?
Nope.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh. Before or after the event
shots
happened?
Shots have been fired.
What?
In the Canadian-American War.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, John. That answered all my questions.
New job!
New job!
How do I like the old job?
Great.
We've got one. Wait, the live stream.
I have a very important question.
What?
Apparently, I shot a cop.
Oh, dude.
I shot a cop. I shot a cop.
You shot a cop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Random Factor says I did.
Oh.
And I'm his hero.
Oh, yeah. Who did?
Aaron did.
That was me.
We need a tweet re-edit.
Come on.
Yeah, we gotta, I mean, if the tweeting's happening from in the crowd, we can edit the material. We can make sure that we put a cap on the.
Oh, it's on now. I
gave
you one shot. I got you on one shot.
I can't aim a nerve. Do you still have camera there?
Okay, now I can adjust.
Oh, God.
There's like a gust or something coming through here. It's knocking everything sideways. See what I mean?
Just falling short, huh?
Oh, no, it's hospital back to the bulletin bracelets.
Like, seriously, I don't understand what's going on here.
I don't know.
What did you do? What did I just do? I just shot all three darts at once. What did I just do?
That could be neat, but I think you broke my toy.
What did I just do? What just happened?
It's amazing. This thing works great shooting Malway. Everyone else is kind of iffy.
Should be a
It must
fan.
Know.
Should be a feature.
Sorry, we have one more person waiting to answer a question here to close out this segment. My question to you is...
Did you get his name?
Two-parter. Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Hopper.
My question to you, Hopper, is number one, did you enjoy TFCon?
You know what? I've been in last year, but I couldn't come as much as I wanted. For example, on Friday and Saturday, I had to go to work, which sucked. If my boss is listening, yes, it did suck.
And, TFCon sucked if your boss is listening, right? That's what you're saying?
No, the work sucked.
Hey.
The screensaver, come on.
No, this year I did actually enjoy a lot more, especially the karaoke. I seriously think it was definitely a good thing that you guys included it. And I just loved this time. I just loved it. There were so many people. There were a lot more girls.
Yeah.
This time?
Love that. And kids, little innocent kids that will soon be us.
Yeah.
Did you see the brothers that were cosplaying?
I think I had
the there was a boy that had a stepper costume that transformed, and then his little brother was Nightstick, and yeah. That was just like, oh.
I know. I want to take a picture of that, but my battery ran out. Ran out.
Shoot
at
the air.
Remind me.
Now shoot at Malwave. Watch out! Watch how it works. See?
Wow, you're right. This is insane.
Okay, what was the second part
things,
of the question?
So many great things happened, like Virus getting sold out.
Yeah, and the Tuskers showing up.
Wait, did you say Virus sold out?
What? When?
Apparently just now.
God. Okay, well, we'll have to get notice out there. My second question to you would be, what were you expecting from this panel?
I don't think you want me to answer that question.
No. We appreciate the free flow of communication from our listeners. It's the best way to better ourselves. And don't worry that they're loaded Nerf guns.
I don't have a gun. You can answer me.
Yeah, what's fine. The worst that happens? We shoot Malik.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I expected there to be a lot of Nerf guns, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we can live up to our expectations.
You know, what is a lot?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
Unless it's Malik.
Yeah!
Well, that's not. He's not really a person, so.
Wow!
Give me this for a second.
See? That was off my finger. Come on, Stu. There. Okay.
All right. Breathe. So, last question. Next time we do this, if they let us do this again, what should we do differently?
Not shoot me.
No, that's
next time we strap you to something and shoot me.
Now, next year, specifically because of this, I'm going to see if I can get myself a Hailfire, the really big clips, and just follow you everywhere in the convention. Just dack, 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 dack. You roll up at a ball, just shoot you a couple more times. Have you apologize for doing it?
What about the Vulcan? Does anyone remember that thing? The chain gun?
The belt fed?
Yeah.
That thing jammed all the time.
That's why I was saying the Hailfire. It's the new darts. They're slimmer.
Okay, cool. Well,
we can do that for next year.
All right, get bigger Nerf guns.
And matching outfits.
Nah, that's
what?
That's a little weird.
Exactly.
I don't think you can wear my clothes.
You don't want to see us in thongs.
Or do they?
You know, they have those news. Okay, sorry, this is a bit unrelated, but I saw this news article. Apparently, got a man thong now, but it's like basically a sock with a rigid C. And so, all it does is it goes shatunk, and then it literally goes up and katunk, like into the crevice.
Like locks in?
Yeah, locks in the crevice. Why? How is that ever comfortable?
What?
Every 7 seconds, it's comfortable.
Huh?
Every 7 seconds, it would be comfy.
Yeah. Wait, you turn over that quick?
That quick?
I got
that's
the reference.
50 years old? No, I turn over.
Hey. Anyway, that's
and again,
that's
more fun mind. With people bringing us the reloads.
Yeah, thank you.
Quite frankly, I don't need these darts back. When I said I have all the darts, I had like 100 dumped on my head. If it goes into the crowd, it's yours to keep. The glow-in-the-dark ones, Chris probably went back because, you know, those are better darts.
Can we get the darts autographed and signed?
We can.
And, sure. I never know why people want my autograph, but all right.
So they can have a small part of you.
Oh.
Also, in your house. That's oddly signed creepy. By the person that shot Malwave. So.
Maybe you could have Malwave sign one. That way there would be a bullet with his name on it.
He's the one who does need to sign the darts.
Malwave has gotten it from a lot of angles today.
Well, the thing is, because it's true, because I try to hit Jack Sack,
in the
right?
back.
And here, I'll try again. I try to hit Jack Sack, and it's like, you know, there's arcs and things, there's winds, and it's just, yeah. But then I kind of go like, pop. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
And I kind of go, pop, and it goes right at him. Like, it's crazy.
A lot of action from different angles and different people.
That's right. Well, thanks for your answers. And
thank you very much.
No problem. That brings us close to kind of winding down this live WTF.
Yes.
Can't think of
it's been an hour already. Wow.
Yeah.
Hour and 12
hour,
minutes
hour
on the
bit.
Recording. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Have you got anything else that you want to bring up about TFCon? How things went?
Not really. It's getting better every year. I enjoy seeing the same faces year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Make more friends. A lot of people from Twitter that. Step up and say, hi, I'm whoever. Of course I'm full of small parts. I have bags of Lego. What? Jack Sack is protected by Batman. Okay. I really enjoy having people come up and break the, like, one-way dynamic that this tends to be into, you know, just being everybody's cool and people. And I've enjoyed the friends that I've made and the friendships I've extended this year.
I'm a gunslinger.
Just
Ow.
Just. You made me do that, Aaron.
How about closing thoughts from you, Chris?
All right, closing thoughts. Wonderful TFCon. Our faction feud panel ran smoother than it ever has before, and I got to throw a big.
Darkest faction feud.
What about the prizes?
The prizes too. There were everyone on the winning team got a $25 BBTS gift certificate.
What?
Which I didn't know about until they pulled the envelope out at the end. And I was like, wait, real prizes?
Not like a smelly sock and a clap on the back?
No, each member got a $25 BBTS.
So that's retroactive now with interest, right? From previous years?
I have no idea. It's not my thing. I just hosted.
Well, no, the previous years when we run.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They owe me money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happened. But it also ran real smooth, and it was very much thanks. I didn't even notice that. I'm bulletproof. It was very much thanks to Gord and everyone else in the back, as well as Misha. Basically, we had some technical problems happen, but unlike previous years, it ran smooth. We were able to smooth, like, Gord grabbed a mic and ran the whole thing as banter. What?
Thanks.
I was aiming behind you, actually, but you took it like a trooper.
And I think the best part was that the crowd was, you know, whether or not it was thanks to Misha's gun, kept under control. And we kept things running real smooth.
Finally hits pan ring!
Well, you didn't mean to!
Doesn't matter!
So I also had a good time with all my friends I see here every year, and it was great to meet more people and folks that I haven't seen before.
Especially missing BotCon this year. This was real good feels.
Well, I mean, and having been to BotCon, this was really good feelings, because BotCon was there were a couple people there, but BotCon had this really weird deserted feeling to it. It didn't help that the BotCon venue had no goddamn lobby to gather in any time ever. Like, Mirai, you're nodding, you know what I'm talking about. There was no gathering place there. So here, you can go to a lobby, you can go up to a panel room, and there's, like, at least people hanging around, there are guns being shot everywhere. I've got a magnetic anti-bullet field, like in Bioshock Infinite, just floating around my body, because that's totally a plausible science. And, that's all I got.
Split the uprights.
Wait, is that how we're ending it? That's all you got?
Well, I was hoping you were going to say something.
I said my piece.
Well, now you got
to... I was getting all sappy. It was making Seth sick.
Well, thank you all for listening.
He asked for it.
And thank you all for watching, those of you in the audience. Thanks for participating. Thanks for not, you know, running out of the room when gunfire erupted. I really hope this panel has had its audio transmitted to the bar like the faction feud did, because we weren't even saying nerf at all during this whole thing. They probably just think there's some kind of horrible, like,
violence going
tragedy
on.
Tragedy going on in here. And yeah, it's time for us to pack up. It's time for you guys to relax for a bit. And we're going to have... Huh? What?
Don't you want to give a shout out to the lovely
staff at TFCon
and other people?
He kind of already. What are you?
All right, shouts out to Aaron.
Yes! Make it a shout out!
Yeah, shouts out to everyone involved, and especially shouts out to Stu for just coming in here and without even asking a question, just becoming part of the panel. And I was
attempting to cheapen the hobby, but that clearly didn't work.
You made it better.
No, you enhanced the hobby. I have so much shielding. It's unbelievable. I also want to say, like I said this before, but we really miss some of the regulars who usually come out that have not been able to make it, especially on this panel, because we know that Seth and Gog, in particular, were...
They both wanted to be
They were up
back.
For coming out here. Seth, if you listen to the podcast, you know that his work calendar has been a bastard, and Gog's had a bunch of things come up all at the same time at the worst time, and I know he wanted to make it out here, too. So hopefully we'll get both those guys out here next year. Either that or we can just make them, you know, be moderators in a chat room of 17 people.
Really, Seth?
Beef stew.
Really?
he, he can't see that.
That was Stu shooting at the projection screen. I think he did hit Seth in the name. But yeah, thanks, guys. We're going to close this up and hopefully see a bunch of you out of the bar.
Bye, guys. Bye, screen. Bye,
maybe out in the
this
lobby.
Microphone. Bye, that microphone.
Yo, guys, we're going to pack suitcases. Internationals are going to get their passports out. Woo! You're going to go to airplanes. Woo! Go back to your day jobs.
I got a day job now.
Aaron's got a day job. Yay! You know what? Actually, I got a day job.
Yeah. Day job happened.
Stu's got a gun. Malway's getting shot.
I'm keeping up some proud.
Spanning hit me from back there. For a second, I thought you were all saying new job. Really, really excited about Aaron getting a job.
I'm excited about it. Why? They can't
new
be too.
New job. Paycheck. Minimum wage.
No, better, but not full time.
Affable higher than minimum wage. All right, I'm done. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Those are yours to keep.
No, those are the white ones.
I don't want them.
Oh, the white ones need to come back.
Yeah. But we'll be inventorying the white ones.
Do you actually want to stop it?
I'll let it run.
And you missed all three of us.
Ow. You're a dick. Ow!
That wasn't me. That was him.
No.
So many dogs back here.
No. Eat this toy. Yeah.
Oh, that is a sexy spot. Chris, if you need a screenshot for the episode.
Wow.
Oh, lovely. Send me that clip.
Yeah, it's just on my Vine feed. I threw that up already.
All right, give me an at tweet just so I get it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You like that neck shot?
It wasn't bad.
Stan, I'm sorry.
Your Stan is the only innocent among all of us. You had to shoot him.
But you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.